The Book of Ezekiel, Chapter 23. The word of Yahweh came again to me, saying, Son of man, there were two women, the daughters of one mother, and they prostituted in Egypt. They prostituted in their youth, where their breasts were squeezed and their virgin nipples were caressed. And the names of them were Ohola the elder and Oholibah her sister, and they became mine, and they bore sons and daughters. And as for their names, Samaria is Ohola and Jerusalem Oholibah. And Ohola prostituted when she was mine, and she lusted after her lovers on the nearby Assyrians who were clothed with blue, governors and rulers, all of them desirable young men, horsemen riding on horses. And she bestowed her prostitution on them, the choicest men of Assyria, all of them. And on whomever she lusted after, with all their idols she defiled herself. Neither has she left her prostitution since the days of Egypt. For in her youth they lay with her, and they caressed her virgin nipples, and they poured out their prostitution on her. Therefore I delivered her into the hand of her lovers, into the hand of the Assyrians on whom she lusted after. These uncovered her nakedness, they took her sons and her daughters, and they slew her with the sword, and she became a byword among women, for they executed judgments on her. And her sister Oholibah saw this. Yet was she more corrupt in her lust than she, and in her prostitutions which were more than the prostitutions of her sister. She lusted after the nearby Assyrians, governors and rulers, clothed most gorgeously, horsemen riding on horses, all of them desirable young men. And I saw that she was defiled. They both took one way. And she increased her prostitution, for she saw men portrayed on the wall, the images of the Chaldeans portrayed with vermilion, girded with loincloths on their loins, with flowing turbans on their heads, all of them princes to look at, after the likeness of the Babylonians in Chaldea, the land of their nativity. And as soon as she saw them, she lusted after them, and sent messengers to them into Chaldea. And the Babylonians came to her into the bed of love, and they defiled her with their prostitution, and she was polluted with them, and her soul was alienated from them. So she uncovered her prostitution and uncovered her nakedness. Then my soul was alienated from her, like my soul was alienated from her sister. Yet she multiplied her prostitution, remembering the days of her youth, in which she had prostituted in the land of Egypt. And she lusted after their paramours, whose flesh is as the flesh of donkeys, and whose issue is like the issue of horses. Thus you called to remembrance the lewdness of your youth, when from Egypt they caressed your nipples and squeezed your youthful breasts. Therefore, O Oholibah, thus says the Sovereign Yahweh, Look, I will raise up your lovers against you from whom your soul is alienated, and I will bring them against you on every side, the Babylonians and all the Chaldeans, Pekod and Shoah and Koah, and all the Assyrians with them, desirable young men, governors and rulers all of them, princes and men of renown, all of them riding on horses. And they will come against you equipped with chariots and wagons, and with a company of peoples. They will set themselves against you with buckler and shield and helmet round about, and I will commit the judgment to them, and they will judge you according to their judgments. And I will set my jealousy against you, and they will deal with you in fury. They will take away your nose and your ears, and your remainder will fall by the sword. They will take your sons and your daughters, and your remainder will be devoured by the fire. They will also strip you of your clothes and take away your fair jewels. Thus I will make your lewdness to cease from you, and your prostitution brought from the land of Egypt, so that you will not lift up your eyes to them, nor remember Egypt any more. For thus says the Sovereign Yahweh, Look, I will deliver you into the hand of them whom you hate, into the hand of them from whom your soul is alienated, and they will deal with you in hatred, and will take away all your labor, and will leave you naked and bare. And the nakedness of your prostitution will be uncovered, both your lewdness and your prostitution. These things will be done to you, for that you have prostituted after the nations, and because you are polluted with their idols. You have walked in the way of your sister, therefore I will give her cup into your hand. Thus says the Sovereign Yahweh, You will drink of your sister's cup, which is deep and large. You will be laughed to scorn and had in derision, it contains much. You will be filled with drunkenness and sorrow, with the cup of astonishment and desolation, with the cup of your sister Samaria. You will even drink it and drain it out, and you will gnaw its sherds and will tear your breasts. For I have spoken it, says the Sovereign Yahweh. Therefore thus says the Sovereign Yahweh, because you have forgotten me and cast me behind your back, therefore bear you also your lewdness and your prostitution. Yahweh said moreover to me, Son of man, will you judge Ohala and Oholibah? Then declare to them their disgusting behaviors, for they have committed adultery and blood is in their hands, and with their idols they have committed adultery, and they have also caused their sons whom they bore to me to pass through the fire to them for food. Moreover, this they have done to me. They have defiled my sanctuary in the same day and have profaned my Sabbaths. For when they had slain their sons to their idols, then they came the same day into my sanctuary to profane it. And look, thus they have done in the midst of my house. And furthermore, you have sent for men who come from afar, to whom a messenger was sent, and see, they came, for whom you washed yourself, painted your eyes, and decked yourself with ornaments, and sat on a stately bed, with a table prepared before it, on which you set my incense and my oil. And the voice of a multitude being at ease was with her. And men of the multitude of man were brought from the wilderness, and they put bracelets on their hands and beautiful crowns on their heads. Then I said of her who was old in adulteries, now they will still prostitute with her, and she with them. And they went into her as they go into a prostitute. So went they in to Ohala and to Oholibah, the lewd women. And righteous men, they will judge them with the judgment of adulteresses, and with the judgment of women who shed blood, because they are adulteresses, and blood is in their hands. For thus says the Sovereign Yahweh, I will bring up a company against them, and will give them to be tossed to and fro and robbed. And the company will stone them with stones and dispatch them with their swords. They will slay their sons and their daughters and burn up their houses with fire. Thus I will cause lewdness to cease out of the land, that all women may be taught not to do after your lewdness. And they will recompense your lewdness on you, and you will bear the sins of your idols. And you will know that I am the Sovereign Yahweh.